Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul has appealed to the Emperor Caesar, which now has guaranteed him a trip to Rome. This is Paul's Last Journey, the name of my series, of course, where Paul is packing his bags and catching the next boat to Rome. Come, walk with me on this journey. Julius was a Roman cohort in charge of the prisoners being transported to Rome. The trip to Italy would not be straightforward, but require a lot of short hops by boat. First, they worked their way up the coast of Asia, where Paul had so many friends. And Julius was so gracious with Paul, permitting him to visit these friends at each of the ports. All of Paul's friends took care of all his needs. When they put out at Cyprus, things did not go well. The winds were against them and slowed their journey to a standstill. It was now late in the year, with the winter winds moving in, making the seas extremely dangerous. Paul knew these waters well and warned the men and crew on the ship. "Men, I perceive this voyage will certainly end with great damage and loss to the ship and its cargo, might even possibly our lives." But the Roman cohort put his trust in the pilot, who said they could not winter there and needed to press on to a harbor off Crete facing to the southwest. That way they could hold up for winter at that port. Before long, a violent wind rushed down upon the driving ship. The pilot ordered the sails to be loosed, yet they could barely hold control of the ship. The pilot was in fear of breaking up on the rocks and ordered the cargo jettisoned off the ship. It had been days since they'd seen sun or stars, so they were quickly losing hope of surviving this trip. Is this it? Is this where it all ends? A watery grave for Paul? You'll have to wait for my next story and find out if the ship wrecks or if God puts his hand down and calms the water, just like Jesus did when he was in the boat with his disciples and he just spoke a word. Oh, but that's a different story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.